The massive fire that destroyed half of the Arcata City block at 10th and H Streets has spurred a related emergency. As the county is seeking help with assessing and addressing the impacts of millions of gallons of contaminated water running off into stormwater and wastewater systems. At a January 7th special meeting, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved an emergency declaration due to what a written staff report describes as, quote, runoff containing ash, debris, and potentially hazardous substances from the January 2nd fire. The five-alarm blaze destroyed seven businesses, some upper-story apartments, and several businesses were damaged. But the county's emergency declaration is based on what the staff report describes as, quote, an imminent threat to public health and safety. Sheriff Billy Hansel declared a local emergency on January 3rd and told supervisors why a county declaration is also needed.
Over the weekend, the city assessed the situation. They brought in environmental health, and due to a lot of the contaminants that were in these buildings, a lot of contaminants and hazardous waste was potentially pushed down into the wastewater and stormwater systems in the city of Arcata, which again flows to various creeks, sloughs, and ultimately the bay. At that point in time, environmental health from the county recommended that we bring in experts from California EPA and other state agencies to assess the situation, to test, to make sure that any of the assistance that we needed could be there to help with potential cleanup. And at that point in time, they wanted to declare a local emergency because there's resources that they need outside the county.
Arcata City Manager Merritt Perry explained further, saying the city is working to assess the runoff impacts and help businesses, property owners, and tenants.
One of the big questions we have right now is the assessment. There was a lot of water put onto that fire. There was a paint store that was involved in the fire, so there's a lot that went into the storm drains. And right now, we just don't have the capacity to assess that, and so we've ordered at the county, and we really want to be able to leverage those state resources to make sure we're doing everything that we can to protect our waterways in the bay. And so that's really the big one. Really, our secondary focus, too, is to support those businesses, the property owners, and the residents who are displaced. That's probably going to be a much lower dollar amount, but at this point, you know, that is our secondary focus, along to focus on cleaning up the environment, assessing it, cleaning up the environment, and then also helping our property owners.
Arcata Fire District Chief Chris Emmons said the fire was a countywide event, bringing in departments from as far away as Wyatt, the Eel River Valley, and Trinidad. Supervisor Mike Wilson's district includes Arcata, and he said he was informed of the fire as he was driving back from an out-of-town family visit. Wilson lives two blocks from the fire site and said the blaze was, quote, impactful to the entire neighborhood. Wilson said the destroyed businesses had importance beyond economic value.
And I just want to say, like, it wasn't just the businesses as like economic assets, but each one of them had their own community. You went into them, you would always see many people the same there. They just were all community. They're all their own community centers, the hardware store and everybody else. And so, there were artists, there were board game players, there were world travelers. There's all kinds of folks in that half block. And so we're going to work really hard to rebuild, move people into other places where that can happen, and hopefully get there. And I just want to deepest thanks to everybody who responded, both to the city and the county and all our public safety folks.
There were no human deaths related to the fire, but Supervisor Natalie Arroyo said, quote, our hearts go out to those who lost pets, and, quote, livelihoods and irreplaceable art and pieces of culture were lost. She said an outpouring of community support has followed the fire, and, quote, I trust that we will be able to leverage even more resources through this emergency declaration. It was unanimously approved. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.